This is Shannon Ray Davis, and you are listening to Omega Man Radio. Welcome to my world, the world of the Omega Man. Join us here for the nightly marathon, broadcasting Monday through Friday, 6 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern. You can find us here on YouTube, and we encourage you to report for duty. Get trained up. War of the Saints is coming. You want to be an overcomer and endure till the end. We will teach you how. We cast out devils. We command healing to the sick in Jesus' name. And we preach the full gospel of Jesus Christ to win souls for Jesus. I want to encourage you right now to subscribe right here on YouTube to this channel. Smash the like button and share a link to our live chat room to everyone you know right there on Facebook. Get them to come on out and tune in and join in the fight against the host of hell. If you'd like to support this work financially, we have a PayPal button on our website. We have GoFundMe, Zelle, even Take Bitcoin. And we thank you in advance for partnering with us. Our website is OmegaManRadio.com. One more thing before we start tonight's show. To the demons tuning in, we're coming for you, demon. No demon is safe. Continuing tonight's 9-show marathon. This is the place to be every evening, Tuesday through Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern. If you can't catch us live, be sure and get over to the website, OmegaManRadio.com, and we post all the shows up in the archives. There's about 17 locations that you can go to get the show. In addition to YouTube, many other platforms that pick it up, so choose which one you want. You can stream and or download from many of those sites. Okay, let's see. Coming up next, we've got Dr. Sabrina Sessions. Let me dial her, and we'll get started. Dan and Linda Catlin coming up later. Michael Smith. We also have Elvis Newhart and David Measures on tonight. Okay, let's try this. Hello there.
Hello, how are you?
Good evening. Hello, let's do a sound check. Can you hear me, Dr. Sabrina?
Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
You sound very far away. Is the you've got the headset plugged in? Is the arm next to the mouth?
Okay, is this better?
Getting better. Or what are you using tonight? The USB headset?
The last one you sent me.
I think that's better. Say something again.
Something again.
Ah, okay. I got you now. You got it dialed in. Okay, perfect. All right.
Okay.
I think we're ready to go.
I got a question.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you having, before we get on the air.
We are on the air.
Are you having difficulty, sir?
We are live. Yes, ma'am.
Did you say something?
Can you?
Oh,
you can't
we're
hear
live
me?
Already?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me through your headset?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Because if not, we may need to go into Skype and make an adjustment. But you're coming through good now. You can hear me through your headset. We should be good to go.
Okie dokie.
Yes, ma'am. We are live.
All right.
But you can text me that question later. No, we're doing good here. Everything is running smooth. No complaints.
Okay.
I'm praising God. Everything's good here. And family's doing good. Praise the Lord. How have you been since last time?
Well, I had a little bout with whatever it was that was flying around in the air, which I think was the culprit from last time. But I'm recovered, and the Lord has blessed me and strengthened me, and I got stamina to go now.
Praise God. I was under the weather myself for about a week, but feeling much better. Mm-hmm. Praise God. We had a little bit of a virus hit here in the house, so thank you for your prayers, but everybody's recovered. Thank you, Jesus. Well, we've got the next hour.
Amen.
With Dr. Sabrina Sessions of Miracle Internet Church. And Dr. Sabrina, would you like to open us up in prayer tonight?
I would love to do that, Omega Man. I just absolutely love to do that. You know, saints, I missed you all the last time. I'm sorry we had to miss, but God blesses. Amen. And I do believe he's going to make up for it tonight, because tonight I'm not going to teach. I'm just going to pray for the saints. Amen. So I'm certain that God will bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. And Father, we want to thank you for every opportunity that we have to obey the word of God, to spread the gospel, to touch men and women everywhere. And we thank you, Lord, that you are overlooking our lives and you are in control. No matter what is going on in the earth, Lord, you sit high and look low, and you have knowledge of every single person, every prayer request, everything that has touched our lives and the lives of our loved ones, and even in every ministry, Father. So we give you praise, glory, and honor for it. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we thank you for the blood of Jesus. We cover all of our listeners with the blood of Jesus Christ. We surround them with the wall of fire, with the glory in the midst from Zechariah. We thank you for the warring, linking angels and the praising angels. We thank you, Father, for your host. We thank you for the blood sacrifice that Jesus shed on Calvary for the remission of all of our sins. And Father, we come together in agreement in the name of Jesus, forgiving everyone who has ever sinned against us or against our family members in the name of Jesus Christ. And all the believers in Jesus Christ, take on the armor of God tonight. The spirit of truth are about our loins. We put on the breastplate of righteousness. Our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we take the shield of faith and quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. We thank you for the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. We thank you that we are the head and not the tail, and no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. We thank you that you've given us power and authority over all the power of the devil. We thank you that all our needs are supplied according to your riches and glory. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. We cast all of our cares upon you, Lord, because you care for us. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we, from our position seated in heavenly places, far above all principality, power, might, dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come, and from every office that you've given us in the body of Christ, we bind every spirit of witchcraft, every spirit of the occult, every antichrist spirit, every spirit of rebellion, every spirit of idolatry, every spirit of pride. According to Matthew 18:18, we strip from it, we strip them of it, and deprive them, and divest them, and dispossess and dismantle them from all power, honor, title, attributes, rank, distinction, privilege, abilities, techniques of disruption, control, influence, strength, wealth, power, property, finances, and merchandise, and all permissions to hold territory, armor, glory, and we break the crowns off your head and the agreements that gave you force. We divide your ranks, divide you against yourselves, disable and terminate your communication with other spirits, and make a show of you openly. We plunder the kingdom of darkness and bring back to God's kingdom the spoils. We take the spoils in Jesus' name. We pluck our feet out of the nets that the wicked have laid for the righteous, and we escape. We bind the works of bloody men, pretenders, vain persons, and evildoers. We disable the snares that have been laid for the righteous and lures for the workers of iniquity. We disable and disengage all the
subtleties and bind the enemy, the serpent, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Father, for your word. We bind the works of those whose heart is snares and nets and whose hands are bands. We thank you, Lord. We cut the righteous free from the cords of sin. We burst the bonds and the bands that hold them, Father. We break the cage and set the captive free. And from our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over Satan, the strong man. We bind him and all his underlings in Jesus' name. We close the portals in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We close and seal every demonic door. And we open doors in our hearts to Jesus Christ. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo spirits, witchcraft, manipulating technology, kundalini, EMF, all retaliation of the enemy, prince of the power of the air, all water spirits, python, leviathan, the principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places, idolatry, deception, error, temptation to sin, mind control, trolls, and kundalini, and the lord of the flies, fear of man, and confusion. In Jesus' name, we bind all electronic and technology attacks. In the name of Jesus Christ, we bind death and suicide. In Jesus' name, we bind every spirit of murder, death, destruction, oppression, and depression. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of Jesus Christ and his blood atonement. And we bind vampire spirits and all Laodicean devils. We cover everyone with the blood of Jesus, Lord. We bind mammon and the transference of evil spirits. And we lift up President Trump before you, Father. The Bible says that we are to pray for the peace of Jerusalem, and we so do now. We pray for all that are in authority and all true Christians. We bind the globalists using their money, power, and influence against the body of Christ and against the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, Father. We break down all the walls of protection around every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. We break the power and the prayers and the sacrifices of every ungodly spirit in Jesus' name. And we bind the works of every witch, warlock, wizard, nanotechnology, Satanists, and sorcerers. We break the power of all curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, psychic prayers, thoughts, power, warfare in Jesus' name. We take their power from them and we transfer it with the blood of Jesus to Jesus Christ, because all power belongs to God. We break the power of curses, hexes, vexes, spells, charms, fetishes, all sickness, pain, and torment, all chanting and ungodly blessings, and every work of sorcery and voodoo in Jesus' name. We send back every demonic work of the devil, and we forbid him to continue his warfare. We thank you, Father, that every spirit that has come against the body of Christ, every weapon sent, every tactic, stream, or strategy, or device of the devil is bound in Jesus' name according to your holy word. We ask, Father, that you respond according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We give you praise, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we thank you for your word going forth with power and anointing in Jesus' name. And from our position seated in heavenly places, Father, we bind up all the witchcraft, all the merchandising of this thing called Halloween in the name of Jesus. We bind up all worship of Satan and demons, wherever it may be, in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind all devils that are warring against angels of God in the second heaven. We ask, Father, that you release your hosts in every weapon of warfare that you have against them. We release the fiery arrows of the Lord against the enemy in Jesus' name. We send confusion and division into the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says that we are to pray for saints everywhere, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. And we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor, Lord. Tonight, we're going to come before your throne, Lord. We thank you for your mercy seat. We thank you that whenever we come before you, Lord, that you hear our prayers and that you answer our prayers in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up to you every saint, every true saint of the living God, who is in need of employment, Father, or need of you giving them meaningful labor, because that is a blessing of the covenant in Jesus' name. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we believe and confess your word over every saint in this category today, knowing that you watch over your word to perform it, and your word prospers whereunto you have sent it, Father. The Bible says in Jeremiah 1:12 that you have seen your word and you will hasten to perform it, the Bible says. And we thank you for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. You're hastening your word to perform it. The Bible says in Isaiah 55, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I send it. Thank you, Lord, for that. Father, you are our source of every comfort, consolation, and encouragement. We thank you that every saint is courageous and grows in strength. Father, we know it's your desire that we owe no man anything except to love him. Therefore, we declare that the saints are strong, and let not their hands be weak and slack, for their work and their prayer and their faith shall be rewarded. We thank you, Father, that the saints' wages are not counted as a favor or gift, but an obligation, something to be paid back. They are to be paid back for the work and service that they render. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 1:3, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. We thank you for comforting people, Lord, your people, your saints, the beloved of God, as they search for the proper employment, and you open the doors of to them, Father, avenues of revenue to them, Father. We thank you for giving them paths of righteousness to walk in, that they will go to the destination and the place that you have assigned for them to serve. We thank you, Lord, that each of the saints choose to live quietly and peaceful and mind their own affairs and work with their own hands. We thank you, Lord, that they are correct, they're honorable, they command respect in the world, and they are not dependent on anyone. They are having need of nothing because you supplied all their needs. We thank you, Father, that the saints work in quietness and they earn their own food and necessities. They are not weary of well-doing, but they continue in well-doing without weakening. We thank you, Father, that the saints apply themselves to good deeds, to honest labor and honorable employment, and that they are able to meet necessary demands, whatever that might be. We thank you, Father, that their bills are paid. We thank you, Lord, that they have surplus, more than enough. The Bible says that you desire for us to prosper and be in health, even as our souls prosper. So those, Father, who can't come out of employment due to health issues, we lift their case before you, Father, and we bind every spirit of infirmity that has attacked their body in Jesus' name. We command it to come up and out of them and go in the cage to the feet of Jesus for immediate judgment. We ask you, Lord, to release your healing virtues in their life, because the Bible says that by the stripes of Jesus, they have been healed. We thank you, Father, that you set before them an open door that no one is able to shut. We thank you, Father, that fear is not there, and neither are they dismayed, because you have strengthened them and you will help them. You give them perfect peace and confidence. They are of good cheer because Jesus Christ has overcome the world and deprived it of its power to harm them. We thank you, Father, that the saints do not fret or have anxiety about anything, for your peace, Father, mounts guard over their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. The Bible says in Philippians 4:6-7, to be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, to let our requests be made known unto you, Father, and we are. And the peace of God that passes all understanding keeps our hearts and our minds in Jesus Christ our Lord. The Bible says in that same book in verse 12 that we know how to be abased and how to abound in everything, and in all things we're instructed to be full and to be hungry, both to abound even when we suffer need. We're still yours, Lord, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We thank you for wisdom, Father. We acknowledge you. Thank you for your direction, and we ask you to make straight the paths of the saints, Lord, that you keep them in out of trouble, and that you promote them, Father. And we thank you, Lord. You know every secret thing about this situation, Lord. We thank you that your sufficiency is enough. We thank you that the saints will guard their mouths and tongue and keep themselves out of trouble, Father. They will say what the word says. They will come in agreement with your word. We thank you, Father, for increasing our wisdom and giving us full understanding, for giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to believe what the Spirit is saying to us. And we thank you, Lord, that we grow and increase with favor with you and with man. We thank you, Lord. And the Bible says in Philippians 4:19 that you shall supply all our needs according to our riches and glory by Christ Jesus our Lord. And we give you praise. We give you praise, Lord. We are increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and with man. Father, we thank you. We give you praise in the name of Jesus. We know, Lord, that you know everything about this situation, Lord, because you've seen it aforetime. You know everything about it. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we lift up to you saints that need a little more grace, Lord. The Bible says you increase us in grace. You give abundant grace. And we need grace to control our tongues, especially during times when we're in trial, tribulation, and under pressure, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The Bible says, Father, and we commit to turn away from idle words and foolish talking and ungodly things that have come out of our mouths. We bind those spirits because the Bible says that words are spirit, because Jesus said his words are spirit and life. The Bible says that death and life are in the power of the tongue. And we bind up those things that are contrary, Lord God, to our true nature, and things that have been spoken against others, judgments that we have made that are contrary to the word of God. The Bible says that the tongue defiles and is set on fire by the course of nature and is set on fire of hell. Father, help us in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit, we take control over our tongues, Father, in Jesus' name. And we repent, Lord God, for any blasphemy or any profanity that has crossed our lips, all coarse jesting, Father, and all ungodly things that we have said or spoken or even thought in the past, Father, in the name of Jesus. We turn from it now, and we thank you, Lord, for the grace to stand in this matter in Jesus' name. We're determined that hell will not set our tongues on fire. We renounce and denounce and reject and repent of every word that has ever proceeded out of our mouth against you, Lord, your operation, or your holy church in Jesus' name. We cancel and make void. We bind its power and dedicate our mouth to speaking excellent things and right words, and our mouths shall utter your truth. The Bible says how fitting are right words. Father, we attend to your words and we consent and submit to your sayings. We will not let them depart from our sight. We keep them in the center of our heart, for they are life to us and to those to whom we speak, healing and health to our flesh. And we keep and guard our heart with all vigilance, and above all, that we guard our hearts, because out of it flow the springs of life, Father. We will allow neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, Father, but rather the giving of thanks. And we know, Lord, that the Bible says that every idle word that we speak, we shall give an account thereof in the day of judgment. So we bind up those spirits that we released when we spoke idle words. We ask for your forgiveness. We ask for you to cleanse us in the blood of Jesus Christ. The Bible says to shun profane and vain babblings, because they increase us into ungodliness. We bind those things in the name of Jesus Christ. And we thank you for your grace, Lord. We thank you for your grace. The Bible says that whosoever keeps his mouth and his tongue keeps his soul from troubles. We thank you and we give you praise for that, Father. And we thank you for keeping our souls from trouble. We thank you, Lord. Help us to walk in the truth of your word. We put away all false and dishonest speech, lying, willful, contrary talk. We put it far away from us, that our eyes look right on with fixed purpose, and we gaze straight before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, who is the author and finisher of our faith. We guard our mouth and our heart with all diligence, and we refuse to give Satan any place in our lives. We close the door to anger and bitterness in Jesus' name. We shut the door in the devil's face and we bind him in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, the words that you've given us in the King James Version of the Bible are top priority. They are spirit and life. We let your word dwell in us richly in all wisdom. Your ability is released within us by the words of our mouth. Even the angels take forth the words that we speak to you, Father, that are of your word, and they act according to your instructions. Your ability is released, and we speak forth your words. They are alive and working in us because you're alive and working in us. So we can boldly say that our words are words of faith, words of power, words of love, and words of life. They produce good things in our lives and in the lives of those we speak. We choose your will for our lives, and we go forth in your power and in your anointing, Father, because the Bible says that the anointing abides in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, we pray for all who need to exercise self-discipline in Jesus' name. And the Bible says in Proverbs 16, he that is slow to anger is better than the mighty, and he that ruleth his spirit than he that taketh a city. Yes, Father, in Galatians 5, it says, meekness, temperance, against such there is no law. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another and envying one another. Father, we forgive all of those, whomever they may be, even our family members, who have provoked us or who have envied us or been jealous of us at any time, Father. We commit to the crucifixion of the flesh, knowing that a dead flesh does not do sin, in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank you, Lord, that self-control is better than the overcoming enemies without. Amen. Father, we desire to be disciplined saints of God. We declare that we are maturing in the fruit of the Spirit. We thank you for love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. There is no law against such, Father. We belong to Jesus Christ and have crucified our sinful nature with all of its passions and evil desires. And we live by the Spirit. We keep step with the Spirit of the living God. We resist and give no place to feelings of conceit or the temptation to envy and provoke others. Father, we receive every scripture that you have given us, for your scriptures are God-breathed. Yes, they are. And they are profitable for reproof and conviction of sin and for correction in error and discipline and obedience and for training in holy living and conformity to you, Lord. And this enables us to be equipped to every good work. Father, we thank you. We give you praise. The Bible says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the saint of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished into all good works. Father, you did not give us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. We thank you for discipline, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Your holy power, Father, has given us everything that we need that pertains to life and to godly living. And we thank you for it. In 2 Peter, it says, according to your divine power, you've given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these we might be partakers of your divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And besides this, Father, we bind the spirit of corruption that is in the world through lust. Your people, Lord God, are separated from the world. The Bible says if we have the love of the world, the love of the Father is not in us. And besides giving to all diligence, we add to our faith virtue, and virtue knowledge, and knowledge temperance, and to temperance patience, and to patience godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness charity. The Bible says, if these things be in us and abound, that we shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you that we are no longer blind, and we can now see afar off. We know that we will meet you face to face and have to give an account for everything done in the body. And that, yes, Lord, we have been purged from our old sins. Old things have passed away. All things have become new. We thank you, Lord, that your love does not fail. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, we also lift up to you our situations that we have in our homes, in our work life, wherever we are, where we need to give correction to someone that is under our authority, Lord, wherever that place may be. And Father, we lift up the saints, and we know that sometimes it may be difficult to correct a person, whether they be an employee or someone in our family or someone that we have charge over, and when they make a mistake, and Father, or when they do something wrong deliberately, you know. And we thank you that your word abides, Father. The Bible says that sometimes a servant will not be corrected by words. But Father, we thank you that you will give us right, holy, proper, and effective means of bringing correction when correction needs to be brought, Father, in the name of Jesus. We cast all of our care about this upon you. Sometimes parents don't want to discipline, but Lord, that is one of the responsibilities of a parent or a guardian or someone that is in authority. And we realize that as stewards, our responsibility is to bring correction when it is needed, and that we should always take appropriate action. We should pray, seek your face, and do what you tell us to do. We thank you, Father, for helping us to focus our attention on the actual situation itself and not on the person. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to speak plainly, accurately, without being overly emotional, Father, in Jesus' name. We pray that as we address these types of situations in an honest, straightforward, and clear manner, that your spirit will move, Father, to bring forth your will in the earth. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to build peace and confidence in the person's mind, that we are standing in agreement for their betterment and improvement, and that we are there to help them and to help them improve. We thank you, Lord, for helping us to make it clear what was wrong and what does not meet the requirements, Father, that is disapproved of. We thank you, Lord, that whatever they did that caused disappointment, that we forgive, and we forgive promptly. We ask you, Lord, to help to make it clear what is actually expected, and to teach, if teaching is necessary, and to correct the situation. We thank you, Father, that we will be open and sensitive, and to help the person see their mistake and understand the reason for the correction. We ask you, Father, to help the person, whomever that may be, not take it as an offense or personal affront, but rather as an opportunity to move forward and to overcome. We thank you, Father, for helping us to listen to every side of the situation and its merits. We thank you for proper assessment, rethinking on our parts, having an open mind, and taking necessary steps even to correct our own position. In Jeremiah 10:24, O Lord, correct me, but with judgment, not in thine anger, lest thou bring me to nothing. In Job 5, you said, Lord, behold, happy is the man whom God correcteth. Therefore despise not the chastising of the Almighty. In Proverbs 3, you said, Lord, my son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of your correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he hath delight. In Proverbs 1, Lord, you say, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding shall attain to wise counsels. Father, we thank you that we hear instruction, we choose to be wise, and we refuse it not. We thank you, Lord, from Romans. The Bible says, or despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. Yes, Lord, it is many times we need to repent because sometimes our attitudes may not be right, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, as we listen with open minds, as we listen to what others have to say, let us be sensitive to their needs and realizing that they may be somewhat hurt or embarrassed by what has happened. Father, we thank you to prepare our hearts and our minds before we meet with such situations, and that you correct our own attitudes that are our attitudes be proper and right and holy, and that our minds are clear, and that our spirits are clear, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of unity. We thank you for an open heart. And we thank you, Lord, for those that need to receive our words, we'll receive them, Father, and we'll receive the correction that we offer. The Bible says in Psalm 133, how good and how pleasant it is for the brethren to dwell together in unity. And endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Amen. The Bible says, Lord, that we should learn how to obey God rather than man. Yes, Lord, we are to obey you rather than man. And Father, we are taught by the scriptures in the Gospel of John that it is wrong for us to prefer the praise of men more than the praise of God. And we repent for having done that, Lord. We repent of having compromised your truth. The Bible says in Proverbs 29 that the fear of man brings a snare. But whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be saved. Father, we take authority, dominion, and power over the spirit of fear. And we bind it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Fear of man brings a snare, the Bible says. Father, we desire to please you rather than men and rather than ourselves. Forgive us for loving the approval and praise and the glory that come from people instead of and more than the glory that comes from you. We thank you, Lord, that you forgive sins and you forgive freely. We thank you, Lord, and we say that we are free from the fear of man, which brings us into a snare. It keeps us from obeying you and honoring you, Father. We lean on you, Lord. We trust in you, Lord, and we put confidence in you. We thank you that you make us safe and you set us on high. We take comfort and encourage and are confident and boldly say that you are our helper. You will not allow man to cause us to fear. We bind all spirits of intimidation in Jesus' name, as thou hast sent us into the world, the Bible says. You sent us into the world. Therefore, there's no reason for us to fear because you go with us. You are in us and you are with us. And the Bible says that as you sent us into the world, that the Father has not left us alone. But why? Because we're doing the things that please you. The Lord is our helper. What can man do unto us? And Father, we seek to please you continually in Jesus' name. Just as Jesus did, so do we desire to do, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that your word is truth, Father. And we lift up to you, Lord, persons who have to choose a financial institution, whether it be a bank or credit union or a place of investment, Father. Whatever the situation may be, Father, we lift those saints up to you in the name of Jesus Christ, and we pray concerning their choices and their decisions. The Bible says to consult you and acknowledge you in all our ways, and you will direct our paths. Father, we thank you that and we have to carry on normal life here on the earth. We have to do business. We have to do business with the world and with the saints. And we thank you, Lord, that sometimes it is necessary for us to find a sound financial institution to help us properly manage our stewardship with money and other material things, Father. We ask you, Lord, to help us find such, Father. We ask, Lord, that you uncover this to us. The Bible says that you lead us in paths of righteousness for your namesake, and that you help us discover the things that we need. Philippians 4:19 says that you supply all of our need according to your riches and glory. We thank you, Father, for an institution that will be sensitive to our need and that walks uprightly before you, Lord. That may be a tall order, but we know that nothing is impossible with our God. We thank you, Lord, that we are hoping to choose a place, an institution that believes in us and believes in what our financial objectives and goals are, that they will be concerned about us as individuals and not just one more account. We thank you, Father, that we're looking for people. We're choosing people that walk in righteousness where possible. And that we are desirous of developing a long-term, prosperous relationship to grow as our needs grow. And we desire to be a blessing to them as they are a blessing to us. We ask you, Lord, to look into our future and to help us make the wisest decision and the choices that are best for everyone, not only for ourselves, but for this firm as well. And not just for now, but also in the years to come. We thank you, Lord, that you'll be able to bring us together in an agreement that is pleasing for you, that is right for that institution, and is profitable for us as well. The Bible says that knowing that that with goodwill doing service is to the Lord and not unto men, knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bond or free. In Jeremiah 33, you said, call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. We thank you for the great and mighty that you're showing us. We thank you for giving us eyes to see, ears to hear, a heart to believe, a mind to receive, and willingness to be doers of the work and not hearers only. We say, Lord, according to your word, that many of the devices in our hearts, nevertheless, the counsel of the Lord shall stand. For you, Lord, bless the righteous, and you favor us with your love, and your favor surrounds us as a shield, Father. We thank you for protection as we go into the marketplace, doing the things that we must do every day, that we don't go alone, that you go with us. Father, we lift up to you everyone, all of your saints, all of the believers, all of the redeemed of the Lord. We lift us up before you, Father, especially those that have been persecuted and persecuted on the job, Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come to you in the name that's above every name. And the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you and we give you praise for that, Lord. The Bible says that all the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but you weigh the motives. You weigh the spirits. So, Father, we commit our works unto the Lord so that our thoughts will be established in Jesus' name. Amen. And that you've given Jesus a name above every name. The righteous are running into the name of the Lord, and you are a strong tower for us, Lord. The Bible also says, Lord, that you do not like unkind words, and they sometimes hurt us, Father. And we forgive all who have hurt us that way. We ask also, Father, that you forgive them and that you bring them into correction in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, that you help us with our desire to be accepted by others, those that we work with, those that we live with, those that we associate with, and those that are in our sphere of influence. Father, we prefer to obey you and follow your commandments. We know that Jesus was tempted in all points, like as us, but without sin. But he didn't give in to sin, nor hate, nor bitterness, nor hold a grudge at any time. Father, please give your mercy and grace to us to help us deal with these situations when we are persecuted. We thank you, Lord, that some persons that persecute us, the reason they're there is for us to intercede for them, Father, in Jesus' name. So we look beyond their faults and their assailing words and their awful actions, Father, and we intercede before the throne of God on their behalf that perhaps they might be saved, perhaps they might realize that they have done wrong and turn to Jesus Christ for the remission of sin, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you that the Holy Spirit is our comforter, and we look to you, Lord, for our comfort and for our healing from those wounds. The Bible says words go in that are awful words, and they go in and they produce a wound, Father. And we thank you for pouring in the oil and the wine, Father, and healing all of our wounds, because truly you are our friend at all times, Father. We thank you, Lord, for never leaving us or forsaking us or rejecting us. And we have made the decision and operate in the decision of our will to forgive everyone from our hearts who's spoken unkind words about us, whether we heard them or we didn't, whether they gossiped or they maligned us or was backbiting or whatever it was, Father. We thank you that you quenched all the fiery darts of the wicked in Jesus' name. We give you praise, Lord, and we give you glory. We ask you, Lord, to work this forgiveness into our hearts. We submit to you, Lord, that the rejection and disappointment and anger have attempted to consume us, Lord, but we forgive according to your word. We thank you, Lord, for turning everything together for our good. The Bible says in Romans that you work all things together for our good, and we give you praise for that, Father. We love you. We know that you'll rescue us, that you protect us because we acknowledge your name. We call upon your name. You are our deliverer. You deliver us, and you will be with us in trouble. The Bible says that today, if we will hear your voice, to not harden our hearts, Lord. So we choose not to harden our hearts, but we choose to mix our faith with your word, Lord. And we thank you for allowing us to enter into your rest, Father. The Bible says that we are to enter into your rest, Father. And we so do. The Bible says that a friend loveth at all times and a brother is born for adversity. And even teeth and tongue fall out together, Lord. They were meant to work together and to work cooperatively together, even in our mouths. And sometimes, Lord, we have a problem with them clashing. But we know that you call us to walk in love. That is what is pleasing to you. The Bible says, let not mercy and truth forsake us, bind them around our neck. Write them upon the table of our hearts, and we'll find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. We know, Father, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after your spirit, Father. And we are free from the law of sin and death. We thank you, Lord, that we are not condemned. We thank you, Lord, that although people may reject us, that doesn't mean we're second-class citizens. We are the head and not the tail. We are above and not beneath. We have been made acceptable in the Beloved. And we thank you, Father, that we do not mind the things of the flesh, but the things of the Spirit, Father. The Bible says for us to be carnally minded is death, as death to us, but spiritually minded brings us life and peace. We know, Lord, that the carnal mind is at war against you, and we thank you, Lord, that in the flesh we cannot please you. If we walk in self and flesh, we can't please you. And we are not in the flesh, Father, but we're in the Spirit because your Holy Spirit dwells in us. And we thank you, Lord, that the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit of God is righteousness in us. And we thank you, Lord, that we are led by your Spirit, because as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And the Spirit, the Holy Spirit himself, bears witness with our spirit that we're children of God. And we acknowledge, Father, that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory that shall be revealed in us, Father. So we thank you, Lord, that we are walking in your Spirit, that we have hope in you, Lord, because you are our God. And we thank you, Lord, that your Holy Spirit helps our infirmities. Sometimes we don't know how to pray, Lord, especially when we're going through a trial. But your Holy Spirit makes intercessions with groanings for us. He searches the hearts, Lord. He knows what is the mind of God. And he makes intercession for the saints according to your will, Father. And we know that all things work together for good to those who are called according to your purpose, those that love you, Lord. And we are among those. And we thank you, Lord, that you have called us to a high calling. And since you are for us, who can be against us? Who can lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Because you are the one who justifies us, and that we are more than conquerors through Jesus Christ who loved us, and nothing shall separate us from the love of God that's in Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you deliver us from trouble and you'll be with us in trouble, and you'll deliver us and honor us. You will not put us to shame nor let our enemies triumph over us. You will lift us up, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we resist the temptation to strike back in anger. We purpose to love those who have come out against us, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. We thank you for mercy and truth being written on the tablets of our heart, and you'll cause us to find favor and understanding in the eyes of those who have hated us and persecuted us. The Bible says when a man's ways please the Lord, he's able even to make his enemies to be at peace with him. Thank you, Lord, for sending us friends and Christians and loved ones to stand with us, to stand by us, and to teach us how to guard our heart with all diligence, because out of our heart flows the issues of life. We're more than conquerors through you, and we thank you, Lord, that you give us wisdom for how to walk, and we are in good courage, Father, and we pray for utterance and for the right words, fitting right words to be in our mouths. The Bible says if we open our mouths, you will fill it. So we thank you, Father, that when it's time for us to speak, you will give us right words, Father, that we will have utterance and that we will open our mouth boldly to make known, Lord, the gospel in the name of Jesus Christ, Father. And Father, we also desire to lift up to you all of your saints who've been passed over for a promotion, Father. Now that can be almost anybody. Almost anyone in Jesus' name, Lord. Many of your saints work in the secular world, Father. And because they stand for righteousness, they are many times persecuted. And sometimes that persecution takes the form of being overlooked and being denied a proper promotion. So, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we come before your throne of grace to receive appropriate and help in the time of need, Father. We come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find help in the time of need, Father. We feel that someone has been unfair to us, and we feel that someone has been promoted for a position that we desire to have, and we believe that we rightly deserved it. Father, we know that just because we feel this way, the saints feel this way, that does not change the situation. So we ask you, Father, to help us to overcome feelings of hostility, feelings of bitterness, feelings of disappointment and anger, and all other feelings that come. Because after all, Lord, we are humans. You made us that way. You made us with emotions. And we do have them, but our emotions do not control our lives. Our spirit man is over our emotions, and our emotions truly do pass. And when we cast down every imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ, then our emotions begin to line up with the situation that the Bible calls for. In James, you tell us that you give us more grace. You resist the proud, but you give your grace to the humble. And the Bible said, who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his works and meekness of wisdom. The Bible says, Lord, as the friend of those who have been passed over, that we rejoice with them when they rejoice, and we weep with them when they weep, Lord. We stand with them, Lord, during their time of trial. We thank you, Lord, for the power of the Holy Spirit living in us so that we can meet this situation. We thank you, Father, for helping us to walk in humility and not pride. We thank you, Lord, that we will be like those in Thessalonica. We will walk in nobility, and we will live our lives so that others can see our good works and our humility, our true wisdom, and that they will call on our Heavenly Father who is in heaven. And we thank you, Lord, that we rejoice with whomever it is that was promoted. even though that person may not have deserved the promotion and should not have received it, Lord. We choose to put our emotions aside and pray for your blessings upon that person. We refuse, Lord, to allow any root of bitterness to find its place in our lives, Father. The Bible says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck, write them upon the table of our hearts. So shall we find favor and good understanding in your sight, to trust you with all our heart, lean not under our own understanding, and in all our ways acknowledge you, and you will direct our paths. The Bible says the thoughts of the diligent tend only toward plenteousness, and we thank you, Lord, that promotion does not come from neither the east nor the west nor from the south, but you're the one that promotes your people, Father, in Jesus' name. We refuse to hold anyone accountable for this situation, Father. And we entrust ourselves to you. We will not be bitter toward anyone or any group of people. We will not allow bitterness to spring up in our heart, poison our lives, or defile anyone else. In the name of Jesus Christ, we place our every situation, our entire future, our career, whatever that may be, into your hands. And we commit it into your hands, Father. We have great assurance that you will always do what is best on our behalf. And we ask you, Father, to show us if we have any poor work habits or improper attitudes in our heart that would keep us from being promoted. And if we desire a promotion for which we do not have training, that you will help us to secure that promotion and that training. We ask you to help us to overcome any shortcomings, Father, and that you will reveal them to us. We will not seek to promote ourselves or to bring ourselves to the attention to people, but we will pay attention to our job and do it with the best of our ability. We ask you, Lord, excuse me, to help us walk in faithfulness and good stewardship. We thank you, Father, for favor and goodwill. We thank you, Lord, that we choose to trust you. We aren't going to figure it out for ourselves, but we're going to trust you, and you're going to make our way straight. We thank you, Father. We refuse the temptation to make hasty decisions and decide that because we didn't get what we thought we ought to get, it's our place to leave. That you order our steps and you set us in a place where we are to serve, and we are to serve unto you and not to man. And we thank you, Lord, for the plans of the diligent lead to blessings, and hasty decisions many times walk us into poverty. So, Father, we thank you for your help in this time of distress. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for helping us to remain humble in your presence. The Bible says that we are to prefer the others, the blessing of others, over just necessarily blessing ourselves. We thank you, Lord, that you're the glory and the lifter up of our head, and you cause us to feel significant, Father. We thank you, Lord, that you are the righteous judge and that you are in our corner, in Jesus' name. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, we take authority, dominion, and power over all the works that are done on the high days. We bind up the competition of witches for more power, Father. We bind up witches, warlocks, Satanists, sorcerers, sending forth death spells on their own family, attempting to gain more power, Father, in Jesus' name. We take authority over spirits attacking children. We bind all familiar spirits in Jesus' name. We bind the wounded spirit, generational curses, filthy-minded, contentious, sexual perversion and abuse, discipline, rebellion, disobedience. We bind up fantasy spirits. We bind up demonic cartoons and books, twisting of the word of God, spirits that kill, steal, and destroy. We bind up curses sent on children, evil actions. We bind up puppetry, all harlotry in the name of Jesus.
We bind up
idolatry in Jesus' name. And we thank you and we give you praise, Father, for it in the name of Jesus Christ. We lift up every child, Father, every adult, every Christian, every believer on the planet, Father. We plead the blood of Jesus over them. We know according to your word, Father, that you protect us. Help us to walk, Lord, under your protection and not to walk in foolishness. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise and we thank you for the answers to these prayers, Father. We thank you that you cover the godly, that you bless us, that it's your desire that we walk in health and prosper, even as our souls prosper, Father. And we give you praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
You know, I say amen. Powerful prayer tonight. I touch and agree in Jesus' name. Before we close this broadcast, Dr. Sabrina, I want you to tell people about Miracle Internet Church, the radio broadcast, and the church there in Jacksonville, and how people can tune in and be a part of it.
Well, you know, Miracle Internet Church was founded by the late Dr. Pat Holliday, and on blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Pat Holliday, we have over 9 years of worship broadcasts, many of them with deliverance, many of them, and a prayer session. And we encourage everyone to go up on the internet to blogtalkradio.com/DrPatHolliday and partake of those 9.5 years of worship services. As you scroll down to the bottom of the page, you'll notice that there are numbers that ascend, go from page to page to page, and the Holy Spirit will speak to you and say, stop, I want you to listen to this broadcast. Listen and participate. If we say cough, cough, so that those spirits might leave in the name of Jesus Christ. And on that broadcast, our guest call-in number, if you choose to call us, when we are on the air live, that would be every Wednesday and Friday night at 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time in the United States of America. That call-in number is area code 805-292-0300, and press 1 so that we'll know that you wish to speak with us. Amen. We also have a local church here in Jacksonville that meets at the Four Points by Sheraton Hotel at 8520 Bay Meadows Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32256. We meet every Sunday at 12:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And during the warm months, the seasonally warm months that we are now running out of, we do baptize. We just ask that you let us know when we are on the air live that that's what you desire. We would ask if you should come at that time to bring the clothes that you wish to be baptized in and a towel. We also have, excuse me, on Amazon.com in the Kindle, K-I-N-D-L-E store, over 140 Kindle ebooks that are downloadable to your electronic device. And they are in the Kindle store under Pat Holliday with 2 L's books, Pat Holliday books, on many subjects that you will not find a book on anywhere else in the world. We encourage you to avail yourself to that resource because there's much there for the believer to learn. You know, the Lord says he wants us without spot, wrinkle, or any such thing. And we have many books on many different subjects. Even can women preach? So we encourage you, even if you are a new believer, we have a book there called New Creation, and we have many other books about spiritual warfare, healing, deliverance, almost any subject you can think of, and subjects that some of you have never thought of are right there, and we encourage you to partake of it. Again, we have our weekly, bi-weekly broadcast. We broadcast it tonight, and we will broadcast again on Friday night at www.blogtalkradio.com/Dr. Pat Holliday. Our website is www.miracleinternetchurch.com, and we have global prayer warriors. Yes, we do. Our ministry has global prayer warriors. And if the Holy Spirit is unctioning you to join us and to become a global prayer warrior, then by all means, go to our website at www.miracleinternetchurch.com church.com and join us. It's very important in this day and hour that intercessors and those that God has called into the ministry of intercession be rightly associated with Christians that are doing the right things in intercession.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Doc Sabrina, God richly bless you. Thank you for coming on tonight. And look at your schedule and let me know what you got available for November. Let's get you back on the show.
Yes, sir. And God bless you and your family. Thank you for this opportunity to pray for the saints and to minister the word of God. And I ask the Lord to release his blessing tonight upon all the saints, his grace and favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We'll see you next time. God bless you.
God bless.
Folks.